It's an increasingly common sound in Washington. More gray wolves have been migrating in from neighboring states. The Fish and Wildlife site has a detailed graphic to help the public distinguish the endangered species from coyotes, which are much smaller and have brown markings, narrower snouts, and tall, pointed ears. Gray wolves have rounded ears. They often have black markings and can weigh up to 120 pounds. Fish and Wildlife's Craig Bartlett says the state hopes to put the extra eyes and ears of the public to good use in finding more gray wolves.
We have field biologists who check out reported sightings, but the more sightings we have, the more we can correlate those sightings, the more effective we can be at monitoring the state's wolf population.
The biologists will use citizen reports to help locate and track new packs of gray wolves and their cubs. As part of that effort, they'll capture them and fit the wolves with radio collars to monitor their movements. A delisting of the endangered gray wolves could occur once 15 pairs are documented in Washington for 3 consecutive years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.